Phoneboy Speaks, episode 819, The Recovering Pack Rat.
Over the years, I have, well, had a lot of gadgets in quite, in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, and they all come with different cables and doodads and such. And I've also, acquired a whole lot of network, there's just all kinds of other cables. I've got network cables, I've got, wall warts and mice and keyboards and God knows all kinds of stuff. And they've all been put into various clear containers over the years, and essentially it's how I kind of organize things. And I haven't had like a proper closet in many years to put stuff in. And so I buy these plastic containers at Costco, I've bought many of them, and I keep moving the stuff around. And I think, and over time, I've actually shrank down the number of these clear plastic containers I have. And the reason I've done this is because, well, one of my afflictions as a, and it's not even a tech douchebag affliction. This is just something that I've picked up from my parents, but I'm kind of a pack rat, and I know this about myself. And so periodically, in order to, to not feel overwhelmed by the stuff, I actually throw stuff away. It's a novel concept. And so over time, I actually go through all of my stuff or go through a large subset of my stuff and get rid of stuff. I feel better getting rid of it because it's like, well, do I need this? No, I don't really need it. So why do I have it? And so on. But now the one benefit of keeping all this stuff is that sometimes there's a cable that I'll need, and I know that I have one, but it will take me forever to find it in this one box that I had to get into today multiple times. I've actually found a couple of different cables I needed today, which was great. But as I started going through the cables, I realized that there's cables that I have in here for devices that I no longer have, and I see no reason to keep these cables, and so they're going to get purged out as I start putting things back into this box. But I keep things that I think might have value. But this is, this is one of those things that if it's taken to its logical conclusion, you could end up, being a hoarder, right? And I don't want to do that, right? And unfortunately, the stuff that I grew up with, I mean, I've seen kind of the logical conclusion of where this can go. And when I saw that, I went, nope, this isn't what I want. If I have to throw all this stuff away, then that's what I'm going to do. Could I be better about throwing stuff away? Yes, of course. Yeah, I probably could, but I think I'm better than my parents were, because I actually do throw things away, and so I'm going to go through this box of cables here, and it's a lovely box of cables, and then there's things I may not use ever again, but I could the problem with some of these cables is that some of them are kind of unique and potentially kind of pricey if I had to replace them. But on the other hand, there's things in this pile that I'm looking at right now that I could definitely get rid of. And so that's what I'm going to do. But as I say, there's a fine line between things that I might need and things that I won't use again. So the filtering mechanism in this case is, do I have a device that can use this cable? And if the answer is no, well, then it goes into the trash can. So I guess I'm going to get back to my cables here and clean up this mess of cables on the floor that I had to get rid of or had to go through in order to find a couple of cables I needed today. And get my office back in order.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.